Hey everyone, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This podcast is number 55. Welcome to the Lost Levels. Yes, we are a Mario-centric podcast. So, how are you guys doing? Hope you guys are enjoying what you're hearing. Yeah, that sounded bad, but... I'm your host, Spider Staryu. Today, I am joined by three juicy people. We have Dark Boo.
Hello.
We have Toadette. And we have Timmy.
Hello.
So, this is going to be a fantastic podcast. The main topic today is nostalgic times in video games. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. But first, let's check what everyone has been doing this week. Because I know there's been a snowstorm yesterday on Friday. I don't know when I'm going to post this podcast. But on Friday, there was a snowstorm. So, we are dealing with that now. So, there's a bunch of bull that's going to go on. So, let's hear what everyone has been doing this week. Dark Boo, what have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Oh my god, I don't remember. Actually, yes, I do remember. Oh, yes, I do remember. What happened on Monday? Here's with, everything starts at college, and these freaking buses. Monday, it wasn't a big old situation. Tuesday, what happened on Tuesday? Nothing happened on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all Tuesday. Actually, no, Tuesday, I had to go to work. I was tired. I had my classes, went home, 2 hours sleep. Then had to go back to work. Then had to go to work, came home. I didn't even eat my food. I fell asleep on my food. I woke up. I had a hamburger imprinted on my face. I'm like, Jesus. And so Wednesday, all the bull transpired. These elevators are crazy. So in the G building, that's where my psychology class released at. I was getting in the elevator. Mind you, getting in the elevator. The elevator said going down, but usually, you know how some places you have to go up like 5 little steps to get to the actual first floor. That's how it is. It's like the regular ground floor and just 5 steps up and you're on the first floor. Because the balcony is the 5 steps below, and then when you walk up, that's first floor. Because we get in the elevator, cause my class on the 3rd floor, I rebuke thee if you think I'm going to walk upstairs. I will slap you. I'm too big for that right about now. So I get to the steps. I get to the elevator because the steps right there. Elevator, the door open. The elevator said going down. So usually we still get in the elevator because it's going down. It only going down for like literally 1 foot. That's how much it go down. So mind you, everybody get out the elevator on the 1st floor. And then, as you know, the door's closing. We trying to get in the elevator. The door's closing. So the girl had her hand out. The elevator door still was closing. This fat heifer in the elevator, she's standing there looking stupid. When you see the door closing, somebody's hand is getting caught with the elevator door. She's standing there looking dumbfounded like, So the girl, luckily she puts her hand more to press the door open button inside. That fat woman got cussed out so bad. I mean, she's stupid. She was dead. I would have ran to that door open button. Mind you, that door, when it goes down, the door closed. It will close and don't care who the hell it closes on. So I'm like, this fat heifer, she's fat as hell. And let me tell you on Wednesday, I stepped into paradise. Dark Blue went to paradise. Yeah. Mind you, that same day when I'm in my psych class, he was like, oh, we gotta go to this little thing, this little assembly. I was like, you know, I hate assemblies. I was like, can we just do work in this class? But everybody was like, oh, assembly. We went to the assembly. Jesus, I stepped in the room that had all them sandwiches and everything. I didn't grab my book bag or nothing, Jesus. I ran. They had roast beef, turkey, ham, salami, pastrami, tuna. And then they had slices of pizza. And then they had soda, water, salad, cookies. Oh, my God. I thought it stepped in heaven.
Ooh, cookies and tuna. Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus, I walked up in there. I had to catch myself. I collapsed to the floor because I couldn't believe it. I started crying. Yes, I did. I cried. I texted my friend. I'm like, I'm in luxury. My L-U-X-U-R-A. You know, boy, I would. good. Tear every goddamn thing up in there. So I add me every single sandwich on the plate. They looking around me. I'm like, huzzah. They looking at me eating my sandwich. I'm like, yes. And then at the end of the day, we had to run. Me and my friend Dominique had to run to catch the N35. We would never do that damn thing again. My phone fell out of my pocket and split for like a whole yard on the freaking concrete. But I'm a trooper and I have my track. Don't let this fat fool you. Just because this fat looks 200, 215 doesn't mean it can run like it's 115. So I ran to that bus stop. Moment my phone fell out my pocket, I'm like, I'm done. I'm not even going to run. I, mind you, I'm trying to catch the bus. Like, hurry up, Dominique. Hurry up, Dominique. And then you know, you hear me saying, F this bus. This bus can kiss my ass. I was like, I'm tired. We'll never do that goddamn thing again. But then after, you know how black we get, so we took out sandwiches. I took sandwiches, so I took my 5 sandwiches out that thing. So I'm like, Dominique, it's time to eat. I gave her a turkey sandwich. I had a turkey sandwich. We had water and juice. I'm like, yes. It's time to get ghetto. And mind you, we standing there on the bus eating. I'm like, yes, goddamn, I eat. Yes, Wednesday was fun. I like Wednesday. Thursday, I had to go to that freaking social service thing. So mind you, I thought I was going to be late because the N16 usually runs at X amount of time. I thought I was going to be late. So mind you, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to be late. So I run all the way to the other bus stop instead of the one that is right there because bus supposed to come at 9:45. No, folks come at 9:43. Mind you, I got the class 9:46. So I'm like, let me go to this bus stop. I'll run to that bus stop. I got on the bus. The bus was crowded. I didn't say it was crowded, but it wasn't like what I said on Black Friday, how it usually be. But I noticed at certain times that bus be crying for the high school, wow, for the college. Black Friday, let me just stop right here and cut it off and say, Black Friday, I have some deep stuff to talk about to you about this high school. Y'all gonna have to learn. I'm gonna have to read a scripture. It has its own personal page in the Book of Truth. It doesn't even have a chapter. It just has something named Hempstead. But back to the topic. I went to social service, got my little stuff. I saw my friend the question. She was talking about, I'm ready to go home. My boobs hurt. I'm like, ha ha!
Ah!
Did it! So, mind you, I went home and went to work. Friday, oh, Jesus. We went to the store. I had to run to the store real quick and get my little stuff. Was that snow that just fell? Was that all that snow that just fell? I'm sorry. Oh, that snow was a big old sheet that fell out from my window. I guess that was all that snow hanging up there. But nevertheless, I got my food. And this snowstorm, I thought it was going to be minor because it was raining at first. The moment 4 p.m. strike, oh, please. We got a little bit of snow. That you know, at night, I couldn't see a damn thing outside. Oh, Jesus. But yes, that's what I've been doing. I play Battlecraft Wii U. I'm sorry, you yes. And, battles get on my damn nerves. It really does. It makes me get kind of arrogant. And this dog is going to make me kill him. This dog, it's snowing outside, so this dog, when he sees snow, he goes crazy. I wanted to take him out because I was going to bury him. I was going to bury him and leave him. They like, where's the dog? He playing outside in the snow, buried, cold, frozen, in time, in space. Goodness. I don't believe in animal cruelty. We just claim. But it just been taken too far. But yes, we played Mario Kart. We had battles. No. Not today. Never, ever in the life. And I have to do something about my party form style. If I don't do anything, I don't know. I really don't know. I got to get that done. I really do. I have to get that done. And that's all I've been doing. It's not going to work and getting these damn headaches, but that's all I've been doing. Eating, of course. Black person. Every black kitchen got some food. But yes, that's what I've been doing.
Okay. All right. How about you, Toadette? What have you been doing?
Well, I just got a new game this week.
That's what it is, honey.
Back in December, I got a gift card for $50 that could be used on either the 3DS or the Wii U shop. So I used it on my 3DS to buy Fire Emblem Awakening. It came out Monday, and it's really, I mean, although it was delayed, but because there's a shipping error to, to like Friday, but that was only because of that was only for the physical copy. So I decided to use my gift card to buy the digital copy, and I say it's like really worth the $40. It's really fun and addicting, and I mean you can get used to the rules like really really easily, even if you never played Fire Emblem before like me. And you know the characters are like you fall in love with the characters' personalities because like they're so real and relatable, even though some of them like you know use magic or turn to dragons and all. But it's also got a fair amount of humor in it, and it's rated T because there's like a scene where a character commits suicide. A character is constantly used like God damn it and hell and all. But it is worth the $40. I am playing it like right now as we speak because that's how addicted I am to it. Anyone who is thinking of buying it should buy it because it's really, really worth the money.
Well, the characters really say God damn it?
Yeah.
They do. They really say it?
Yeah, there is a character named Sully who, whenever she dies, she says, God damn it!
I can't believe that.
She's the one that has kind of like a potty mouth, so she's like, you know, like if you level her up, it's like, this is good, but I still got a hell of a way to go.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of the time, the characters, like, they use this term called like they say like you know in like you know when they're surprised or angered they go like God, like they say it a lot.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's rated T because of like suicide references, language, alcohol reference, and fantasy violence.
But the game is still good, right?
Oh yeah, I think it makes it better because it's kind of leaning a little towards more of Nintendo's not as kid friendly but still kid friendly, kind of like at a like teen friendly franchise. Because a little kid would have no idea how to play Fire Emblem. You need to have like strategy skills.
Oh yes, but the game sounds really interesting. I might pick it up.
Mhm, it is worth the $40.
All right. Have you done anything else?
I worked out in gym, and like I'm really tired now.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's what Toya has been doing, and now let's move on to Timmy. What have you been doing? What's been going on?
This week, well, I haven't really been doing much as usual. I'm playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Sario. Hey.
Ah!
And oh my god, some of those matches, oh Jesus, they were just fails. I've been playing for Mario Tazzy Your Door. Mm-hmm. And Boo still thinks I'm hacking.
Like, he's hacked. Everybody needs to know that he hacked. Yes, he does. He hacks badges. He be having them imperturbable badges. And badges that increase his power to freaking 9 and 10, whereas he don't need to use freaking flower points. He does a basic attack and it gets 10 damage. Cheating.
No, it's not. I'm just playing smart, okay? besides that, almost 2 weeks ago was my birthday. Yes! It was on January 29th, and I went to a buffet. It was really good, and I actually got $40. Which was nice. I got kind of angry though, cause like around that time there were like 7 future shops closed across Canada. I wanted to get Dazzle, but oh well. Besides that, I've also been playing Mother 3, and oh my god, that game is amazing. You know the game with Lucas? Yeah, it's just an amazing game. Besides that, I really have not been doing much. School's still been dragged. Oh wait, yesterday. Oh my god, the snow was ridiculous and I had to go to school. And the only reason I went to school was because I had to get my assignment for computers evaluated, but my teacher decided to evaluate other things, so I should have just stayed home today, that day. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing.
Alright, and now let's see what I've been doing. Well, as you guys can tell in my voice, I am really sick. My head hurts, my ears hurt, my lungs hurt, it hurts when I breathe.
Does your butt hurt?
No, thankfully. I'm not VIP, okay? But yeah, it's been a really drag to be sick, because this sort of happened out of nowhere, too, so it's like, these body aches and stuff, it really sucks, man. But, I guess I've been okay otherwise, but not really. I've been playing Pokemon Mystery Dungeon a lot lately. I've been really getting into the game, yeah, recently, I've been playing a lot. I started from the beginning, I erased my save file, because I don't care about the post-story that much, because there's only, like, two post-stories, and after that, it's like, just keep ranking up, and it's boring. But that's why I decided to just go back to the beginning and go through all the story, and the game is really fun. It's really emotional at times, too, like, at the end and stuff. It's really just, wow, it's a really touching game. I definitely suggest it to anyone who wants a DS game that's cheap and whatever, because the game has been out for a while, so I assume it'd be used or cheap or whatever. So you guys should definitely get the game if you don't have it. It's really fun. I've been playing Mark Hurt Wii with Dark Boo. Ah!
Yes!
I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy.
Hey!
And he's been playing nothing with me, hey!
But yes, that's mostly the stuff that's been going on. Other than that, I've been playing a little bit of Pokemon White too. Just trying to keep advancing because I know Toadette's pissed at me that I still haven't completed the game. I'm sorry, Leslie.
Cause you were being really pissy about transferring your Staryu.
Yes, but I got my Staryu though, so I can advance through the game fully.
Where are you right now?
I just recently beat, what's the gym called? You know the bug gym leader?
Oh, Berg?
Yeah, I beat him.
You just beat Berg?
Yes!
Oh my god, I've been finishing this game since, like, November!
Well,
I got no one to play with! I haven't touched my game in 2 months.
Well, I'll be there soon. I'm currently gonna battle what's her name? Alisa or Eliza?
Alisa.
Yeah, Alisa. And yeah. But I think that's all that's been going on. I'm still waiting to get PowerPoint on my laptop. But yeah, that's pretty much all that's been going on. I've not been playing Pokemon Stadium that much lately because I'm getting pissed at that game because the game likes to pull crap and it's luck nonsense. And let's not even get into that because this whole podcast would be about it if we went into that. Okay, but that's not the case. But yeah, that's all I've been doing. So that's what everyone's been doing this week, other than the blizzard that's happened yesterday, which has been a huge nonsense. And we'll get into that soon on the juice. We'll get into that. But yeah, that's what everyone's been doing. So let's get to news and community. Recently, new Mario Kart for the arcades have been announced. The arcade's gonna be able to feature gliding, you know, with the glider thing. The characters that have been confirmed are Mario, Luigi, Peach, Toad, Yoshi, Bowser, yes! Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, and Taiko Drummaster, which I don't know what that is. Yeah, but the arcade is currently only in Japan as of right now. But yeah, that's all that's been going on. What's it called? Mario Kart Arcade GP DX, something like that. And yeah, you guys could check it out on the main site if you want to see. Next, we want to talk about the daily videos that have been going on. We have doing another week of daily videos because, as I told you guys, that's going to be like a new thing every week. Every week, there's something for you guys to watch. So you guys could be with us throughout the week so you don't feel like, we get to only hang out with the Lost Levels on Saturdays. No, every week, you'll see a bit of us and stuff. We have the fabulous, our favorite fabulous fungus, Toadette, who does Mushroom Mondays, dealing juicy, juicy, juicy facts. She gets into it, she gets 5 facts, and they're really fantastic. Usually they're about Nintendo, mostly Mario and stuff, but it's 5 facts that you may not have known about the series and stuff. And yeah, for Tuesdays, it's Juicy Tuesdays with me, Spider Staryu. I ask you guys 3 questions, juicy questions, of course, and you guys answer in the comments or on the main site, which a lot of people have been doing, which I'm glad for. We've been getting a lot of opinions and stuff, which is fantastic. On Wednesdays, it's Legacy Wednesdays with Super Zamazy, where he hosts a music game show that's usually gonna be like 5 songs or 6, whatever. And he just, us, the Lost Levels, answer the songs, and you can play along too and like see if you can guess. On Thursdays, it's Double T Thursdays with Timmy, where Timmy posts like a song or a remix song. It shows you guys it, so you guys can listen to it. Usually it's going to be cool music and stuff, and he explains what it's about, and usually it's playing in the background, and then he posts a link in the description for it. And finally, on Friday, we have Black Fridays with Dark Boo.
Yes, of course.
And usually it's about Dark Boo rants and talks about stuff that's been going on in the real world. And he doesn't put it lightly. He cracks tea. There's some strong language in episode 2, so just be wary of that. But if you don't care, definitely watch it. It's really juicy. A 20-minute pack episode, yes.
Also, I gave a 30-minute warning for that part. So do not come. I'm telling you now, you will get yelled at. If you dare post, there's some cussing right at that part after I gave you a 30-minute warning.
30 minutes? Don't you mean 30 seconds?
It felt 30 minutes to me.
All right, that's the daily videos, and now let's get into our main topic, which I've said before, nostalgic times in video games. It's going to be a roundtable discussion, so everyone has a chance to say what their nostalgic games are and stuff, and discuss it. So let's get right into this. All right, the first question, name some games that bring you nostalgia. Right off the bat, just some games that like bring you nostalgia, remind you of your past, make you feel warm and fuzzy when you play it, or look at it, or listen to music, whatever. Dark Boo, you're up first.
Zelda Ocarina of Time at some point. Perfect Dark all the time. Oh my god, Perfect Dark, yes, 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 yes. And, I don't have the game anymore. I really don't have the game anymore. Turok. And that's probably Hexen, sort of, but after we beat the whole game, there was nothing else to do. So basically, Perfect Dark and Ocarina of Time.
All right, how about you, Toadette?
It's not really old, nostalgia-wise, but I for some strange reason, I get nostalgia playing the first new Super Mario Brothers game, because that was my first DS game.
Is there any other games that bring you nostalgia?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of born near the end of the 64 saga, so I never really played that much of the 64.
Ah, okay. All right, how about you, Timmy?
Like to that, I haven't really played any Nintendo 64 games because, well, I was born in 1998. But for games that bring nostalgia, Super Mario World and Kirby's Dream Land 3, both for the Super Nintendo, and Paper Mario Thousand Year Door and Mario Party 6 for GameCube. Those games just mean a lot to me, and yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much my list.
I have a ginormous list of games that bring me nostalgia. It really seriously goes on and on and on, but I'm gonna bring up I'm only gonna bring up the games that really bring nostalgia for me, like, really. First is Mario Party 3. I've been playing that game so much ever since I was a kid, and it's probably the only game that I continue to play, really, because that game, Mario Party 3, it really is just really special to me. It inspired my own fourth game, MPI, and it's fantastic. It's a great game. The minigames are fun. The items are a lot better than what they were in Mario Party 2, and it's just an all-around awesome game. Some of it, I will admit, most of it, well, I wouldn't say most of it, but some of it has to do with nostalgia for me, because I played it ever since I was a kid, so it brings back really good memories of me being, like, you know, 6, 7 years old, without a care in the world, and just playing a fun game that just, where I didn't have to worry about anything, no real-life drama, no stress, no nonsense, just, it was just me and my video game. So Mario Party 3 definitely brings back some great memories for me, and that's why I play it constantly. Next is games like Mario Kart Double Dash. Oh my god, that game. I played Mario Kart 64 a lot, don't get me wrong, but Mario Kart Double Dash, that was the game. I played it so much when I was a kid. And I loved the pairings that you could do, like Toad, Daisy, Peach, Mario Bowser, just all those combos and stuff. That was cool. The special items, the tracks, the music, all around great games that bring back memories for me. And it introduced our favorite Fat Fabulous Fungus to it. I'm gonna try to go through a list quickly so I don't like drag on for you guys, because I know you guys want to move on and stuff. Let me see some games. Busta Groove 1 and 2 and Dance Summit. Those games bring me back nostalgia. Super Mario 64, Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic Shuffle, Pokemon Gold and Silver, and Red and Blue, and the Stadium games. You know, things like that, they bring back nostalgia for me. Now, I mainly grew up in the Nintendo 64/GameCube era, so I was part of all the GameCube era, and I was part of more of the late Nintendo 64 era, so that's why all those games mean so much to me. And yeah, that's why one of my favorite consoles. So yes, and I also grew up with the Game Boy Advance and played games like Metroid Fusion, awesome game, Wario Land 4, you can't beat that Game Boy Advance game, come on, that is a great game. And yeah, things like that, it just brings back a lot of nostalgia for me, and I had no problem mentioning it, because they're both all great games, and they bring back nostalgia, so yeah. Next question, when's the first time you played the games you mentioned? Oh god, I mentioned so many games, I'm gonna have to try to think. But yeah, while I think about it, Dark Blue's gonna go.
Oh god, can you repeat the question? I'm so sorry.
It's okay, when's the first time you played the games that you mentioned?
Oh, I forgot to say Bad Fur Day too. Oh crap, that game. Mega Man, I ain't put. But Perfect Dark, oh, Jesus, what year it was. Oh my god, 1994, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 2000, 2001. Nintendo 64, Super Mario 64, 1998. 1999, I got Zelda, Mario Party 2, In 2000, that's the year, for all the games, that was here, except Hexen. Hexen was probably late, like 2007. Yes, Hexen's probably 2007. Turok is actually 2004. Yes, yes, as you see, GameStop, when they were selling their Nintendo 64 games, I was in it. I was all up in it. But now, for those are years.
All right, okay. How about you, Toadette?
First time I played New Super Mario Bros. Was like 2005 when I first got my 3DS for Christmas.
3DS?
I mean, my normal DS.
Ah.
My DS Lite.
Ah, gotcha.
My anorexic DS that broke in like a month. I used to have a white one, but now I replaced it with a black one.
Ah, gotcha. Alright, how about you, Timmy?
First time I played my games, Super Mario World and Kirby's Dream Land 3, I played them when I was like 3 or 4 years old. and for Mario Party 6 and Paper Mario 1000 Year Door, I played those in grade 1, and I somehow remember like almost every detail I played in Mario Party 6. But yeah, those were the times I played my games.
As for me, let me try to get into this, because I still don't remember all of them. I remember most of them. Mario Party 3, that was a rental my mom and dad had bought me, so that was definitely in 2001. Like, as soon as the game came out, actually, I remember, like, my parents got it. They got it for cheap, though, because it was used. So back then, I'm not sure most of you guys know this, but Nintendo 64 games costed a lot. It costed $60.
Yes, all right, yes, so yes.
We got it, luckily, we got it used for $40, which back then, you know, that definitely is a lot back then, but now that's like nothing. But yeah, back then that was actually a good price for a used game. For Pokemon Stadium, I got the first one, my brother actually got it, like in the year after it came out, like 2001. Pokemon Stadium 2 actually was a more recent game. I played it when I first when it first came out, I played it multiple times at like friends' house and cousins' house. But the year I actually owned it myself and decided to get it was like 2007. So yeah, that's why that I got that a little bit late. Wireland 4, things like that, got it the same year it came out. Wireland 4 came out like 2001, something like that. What else did I mention? Mario Kart Double Dash, got it the year it came out, 2003, yes. And yeah, that's all I can really remember what I mentioned. Like games like Metroid Fusion, I got that like a few months after it came out, and yeah. I got most of the games are on my nostalgic list, like, as soon as they really came out. Because back then, like, games were more prosperous, so. Yeah, that's my reasons and stuff. Alright, let's move on to the next question. What do these games mean to you? Alright, so, these games bring us nostalgia, but, like, what else do they mean to us? Do we hold on to them for, like, memories? Do we hold on to them because we love them still? Or whatever the reason, I want to hear your guys' reasons why these games bring you back nostalgia, and what do they mean to you? Dark Boo, you go first.
Y'all gonna make me cry. Y'all gonna make me cry because, oh, Jesus, no game. Only thing I can do is say no game. Especially when you play with friends. Oh, Jesus. Hold up. Got me shedding a bit of tears on the level. I am.
Need a but tissue?
Yes, I do. Oh, I got one right here. But, oh, Jesus. Yes. Perfect Dark. Usually it was a game that I had it for by myself. It wasn't a shooting game. But mind you, after, I learned real quick how to play that game. But then after playing it with friends and stuff, we used to have little boring moments. And then moments where we just laughed also dramatically. And it was like a freaking sight. It was very fun back in the old days. I say back in the old days, I'm talking about 2000, where I had friends over. I had so many friends, now they moved. So basically, that game is something, that game, especially now that I go on it, and I have all the old files, my friends, they play a profile and everything. And the fact that I just reminisce upon it, and I have my saved games and everything. I went through hell with Perfect Dark. The first one I bought, all the data got erased so the game wouldn't work anymore. And then I bought the second one, and when I was playing the second one, the chip inside it broke off. The chip inside the cartridge broke off. So then after I had to order one online, I was like, okay. This one better work. And now it works. And the fact that back in the day when I was playing it with my friend, mind you, Perfect Dark is 4 players. But if you don't have the expansion pack, literally 70% of the game you can't play. So mind you, I had it throughout the whole years. I was just playing Combat Simulator. But now, since I had gotten the expansion pack early in like 2009. It had to be 2009. 9, 10. When I had the expansion pack, it unlocked everything. It made Perfect Dark even better. Oh my God, it's so much stuff. You have co-op missions, basically solo mode, just with missions and everything. You just play with 2 people. The game is kind of laggy because my user's been on 64. What you expect? The game is kind of laggy. So it was just so much fun. And I could have reminisced upon it. It's just so much freaking fun. Ocarina of Time, that game, I'm not going to lie. When I was playing that part with inside the Deku Tree, I was scared of the spider so badly. So mind you, my cousin came from South Carolina. No, North Carolina. He had to finish that dungeon for me. Then when I got to Kakariko Village, and you just heard all the ghost soul killers, the crowd, the reaching everywhere, so I'm scared of spiders. So basically, he had to get me through that. But then after that, I got stuck in Jabu Jabu Belly. That freaking parasite, tentacle, whatever. I didn't know what to do. So I was always scared. I was always scared to attack it because I thought that if I go close, they're going to smack me all the way back to the freaking door. That game is reminiscent. By the time I got through there, I beat the whole game, but not 100%. I just beat the whole game, like, around 2 months ago. I actually 100% collected all the hard pieces. But it was very fun. These games, these Nintendo 64 games are very fun. They're very fun. But that's all I have to say about that before I start crying again.
The Nintendo 64 games are really simple, but so great. It's really... Like, you look at games like Paper Mario, and you see, like, the sequel, like, it improved so much. Thousand Year Door, it improved so much. It took what it had and went beyond. But then you look at Paper Mario, and, like, it may not be the best ever, but it's just so simple, yet so great. Like, it's just games like that, like Star Fox 64, the Kirby 64, just games like that, they were so simple, yet so fun. That's why I think the 64, a lot of people have it in their hearts, because the games were so simple. The textures and everything, but it was just so much fun. Alright, okay, so now we're going to move on to Tourette. What does the games you mentioned mean to you? New Smart Brothers in your case.
It was kind of welcoming, like, the new era Mario, like the Mario we know now. You know, because, like, if you compare the first new Super Mario Brothers with, like, the original Super Mario Brothers, it's like, wow, look how much he's changed! You know, and now he has all these kind, helpful abilities, like the Mega Mushroom, and the ability to ground pound on top of the ability to ground pound. And, like, you know, there's these new enemies, and new worlds, new places for Mario to be. It was just kind of like, you know... It's just kind of like the opening for, like, a new Mario, hence the name New Super Mario Brothers. It's like, wow, it's so magical!
Alright, well, how about you, Timmy?
Super Mario World, I watched my sister play that when I was little, I was just a little baby, and then, like, when I finally started playing games, oh my god, that game was the reason I got into the Mario series. And also one of the reasons why I started to love Yoshi. Kirby's Dream Land 3 was also the reason I loved Kirby and the Animal Buddies. And there was always that one level I always had trouble with. Oh my god. That level is now my favorite level, but... Oh my god, back then it caused me so much trouble. Mario Party 6. Way too much details. I made a post about why Mario Party 6 is amazing to me. Like a while back, I'll link to the post after this is posted. And as for Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, that game, it was like the first turn-based game I ever played, and some bosses just gave me so much trouble, but like now I can just like ace through the bosses, and it's just a fantastic game overall. But yeah, that's what they all mean to me.
Alright, as for me, what do the games mean to me? Like, I already told you about Mario Party 3. It just reminds me of a time where I was just so devoted. I didn't have a care in the world. I would just play my games, and that's all that mattered to me. And now, like, with drama and stuff, it sucks. But, you know, it just reminds me of times when, like, everything was just simple for me. But, you know, what can you do? But that's why I love that game so much, the nostalgia, and then that reason, every time I play it, every time I play that game, I just feel like a little kid again. It's so weird. games like Paper Mario and stuff, like, one of the first RPGs I played, Pokemon, yes, one of the first, RPGs I played as well, and yeah, like, games like Pokemon Stadium, they just make me feel warm inside. It's really weird. Like, I guess that's what a nostalgic feeling means. That's what it means to me. It's like, when I play these games, they just bring back a simpler time for me, and just, they're so much fun. They have not lose their replay value for me. So that's why I just love them so much, because they just make me feel good every time I play them. And that's why I call them nostalgic games, because they remind me when I was a kid. So that's what they mean to me. They're really special. And it shows you how much a video game can really mean to anyone. But yes, let's move on. Alright, next question. Do you still own the games you mentioned? Do you still play them as well? It is exactly what it means. Do you still own them? And do you still play with them? Dark Boo.
Yes, of course! Yes, we'll see! Of course I play Perfect Dark. Oh, Jesus. Of course I play Perfect Dark. Mind you, I am the beast. I am the original OG of the... Oh, goodness. I know how to play, but online, on a computer. Mind you, it's not me, because I don't have a controller. I'm using the mouse and stuff. So, of course, I'm a sucker with bad, but give me a controller. We can make you do what you do up in Perfect Dark in Area 52. Get it together. So, yes. Of course, I have every single game. Yes. I have all the games except Clorox 2. I lost it at my friend's house. And mind you, I didn't care anymore because basically that game can get really hard with the puzzles and everything. And, the fact that you got to find X, Y, Z. And basically, I knew the key code that unlocked everything. Beware Oblivion something, something, something. So I knew the whole cheat code to unlock every cheat code. So basically, I tried to take it. At Hexen, it's nice trying to play it by yourself, but when you play with friends, it's basically a mission, so everything, you can go there. One person, we can split up, because there's a lot of places you gotta check in everything for certain stuff. So you could split up, one go this way, one go that way, one do this, and one do that. And it's basically more easier. And then if one jump in a warp portal, all y'all jump in a warp portal. So basically, it's more easier to progress in the game compared to if you do single mode, especially when you die in multiplayer. If one person's still alive and you die, you can just respawn, but nothing changed. But in solo mode, when you die, you gotta do everything. You gotta collect everything over. And then they reset everything. They reset to green mana and blue mana. So you're like, oh, I gotta do this again. So I don't have that game, but Perfect Dark and Zelda Arena, whoa. Zelda Ocarina of Time. I have that, yes.
Okay. Alright, so now how about you, Toadette?
Yeah, I still have it. It's in my DS case right now. Last time I played it was a couple weeks before New Super Mario Bros. 2 came out, and I was like, oh, I might as well play this game to re-experience the feel of Mario on the DS. And I realize now that how hard it was. Like, in the other games, it's really easy to get all the star coins. It just takes a couple of tries, but the first one, you needed, like, so many mini mushrooms, it wasn't even funny.
Oh, yes, the mini mushrooms, they were just... You needed them for a lot of levels.
Mini mushroom star coins were always hard for me to get.
But, yeah. Alright, how about you, Timmy?
I still own my games. They're just so great, and I could not give them away for anything in the world. I just couldn't. They're just all amazing to me.
Still play them?
Yeah, I still play them, of course.
Still own them?
As for me, do I still own them? Of course. I own all the games I just mentioned. Paper Mario, Pokemon Stadiums, Pokemon Red and Blue. The only ones I don't own anymore is the Gold and Silver. But I still own Pokemon Stadium 2 and stuff. But just Gold and Silver, I don't own that anymore because... Actually, I think I lost it at a friend's house or something. But I didn't really care about Pokemon at the time. I just sort of got out of it, so I didn't really care. But yeah, that's sort of why... Although it's the only games I lost. The rest I still own and I play them regularly, of course. Yes. Alright, next question. Those games, the nostalgia, and everything with it, has it affected your opinion on video games today? Like, do you feel a little bit biased, or like, do you feel like sometimes they just don't make them as they used to? What do you think, Dark Boo?
I think that they prevent me from buying new games. Basically, because now that I'm thinking for the GameCube, I gave away so many games. I gave away Mario Kart the Wii. Mario Golf, Luigi Mansion, F-Zero GX, Rogue OPS. I gave away so many good games for GameCube, but now that I really want them back, I guess I do. I really want them back, especially F-Zero. So these new games, I look at them and be like, it ain't going to please me. I ain't just look at a game and be like, it's not going to please me. Like Splinter Cell for the GameCube, basically. I like all Splinter Cell games, but this one... It has so much speed that for the GameCube just can't handle it. Or I think it's just the Wii. Or I personally, I just think it's the Wii that can't handle it. Because it lags a bit. I'm not gonna lie, that game lags a bit, and the textures are so bad at times. So you think you're in the shadow, and you're not in the shadow. So basically, you gotta look at the bar. They can be black and still be white. I don't know how. So it is preventing me from buying a new game because I am good with the games I have. I'm not gonna lie, I'm good with the games I have, but I'm afraid that if Mario Party come out, whatever system it comes out for, if they come out for the Wii U, I wanna have a Wii U because my mama wanna play it, basically. So, that's basically it. It's just making me not buy any other game because I'm happy for the game.
Alright, how about you today?
It definitely made me a little biased towards Mario. It's like, wow, this game is awesome! It definitely increased my love for the Mario games. I thought it was a really fun game. I had 3 save files pretty much 100%. And, it wasn't, copy and paste files. It was, like 3 completely different save files that I just played the game 3 times and beat it 100% on each one.
Oh. Well, okay, how about you, Timmy?
The older games, it does affect my opinion on newer games somewhat, but it's because, I just find the gameplay from older games, a lot more simple and better, because, with newer games, they just try to, change things, but, it's not necessary, but, with old games, they didn't really do that, and, they only changed it if it was necessary, so, yeah, it does affect my opinion somewhat, but, in the end, it's more the gameplay that counts for me.
Okay, as for me, I definitely think it has made me very biased against certain games. Just, in general, I feel like they make me sort of, every time I look at a game like that, I'm like, it's not the same as it used to be made, and I just have that feeling oh, it sucks, or it's this way, or, it's just that's sort of how it went, because I just look at games, I'm like, that's not cool, or, that's not as good as what it used to be, or, I'm not sure. So it's like, games like that, it sort of made me biased. I will admit, I'm usually really tougher on the new games that come out. Not that I hate them at all, I don't hate new games at all, because I'm still 16, for goodness sake. I'm not in a nostalgia state. I'm just saying, just the newer games in general, I sort of have a bias towards them. I just judge them a little bit more harsher, I guess. Which may be the right or wrong thing, I don't know. But it's sort of what I think. Yeah. Next question.
Yeah.
This is the last question, so I want everyone to think really hard about what they're about to say, because this is going to be a really big question.
Oh, God!
What happened?
I don't think I can handle this question.
Yeah, it's just so intense that you won't even feel. Last question. What do video game developers of today need to do to recapture the magical quality of video games that they once had? This is going to be a really big question, so I want everyone to answer the best way they can. Dark Boo, you're first.
Well, let me intellectually break down the truth that would be presented in your cup right about now at 1:44 p.m. What happened was with these games, they are taking the focus away. Basically, they are just dealing with graphics instead of overall gameplay. You can have the worst graphics whatsoever in the game, and the game can still be better than some of these present games due to the gameplay and everything. And the fact that they want to renew this and make sure that this game don't be the same as this, that. There's no problem making a game that's almost the same. There's no problem, because you can always update a game. Who will create a game for the Wii U that was for the Nintendo 64, and yet everything is the same from graphics to everything? You can improve everywhere. There's always room to improve, because nobody's perfect, nobody 100%. You may be 99%, but I can knock you down to 9. Get that together. Also, with these games, they're just trying to grab... I don't want to say they try to grab attention to certain viewers, because you always want to do that with any game. But basically, they have the same template as any other game, i.e. Xbox 360 and the online play. Every single game that come up, not every single game, let me take that. Most of the games that come out for the Xbox 360 always has some online play. The online play for Resident Evil 6 is bad. I'm not going to lie. It's stupendously bad. It's bad to where as they don't need the online thing. The online is stupid to me. It's stupid for Resident Evil 6 to have online gameplay. Resident Evil 6 was not meant for online gameplay. It was probably meant for two players. But online gameplay, I'm like, because it's necessarily don't need that. And then you gotta do, no. And PS3, they try, I'm not going to say, they try to make things different at most of the time they succeed in doing so. And some of the other time they just fail. So there's nothing bad. And with the Wii, with the Wii U, I saw some games. Some games did not impress me none at all. Some games are actually good based on their story. I am not a graphic person. I'm telling you that now. I can care less about some stupid damn graphics. Damn, it's not the cuss I wanted to use at that proper moment. I don't give a damn about graphics. If the game can make me sit there and play for 10 hours, yes, I'll give it yes. Like when Skyward Sword came out, I didn't give a damn about them graphics. The graphics can kiss where the sun never shined before, unless it was a solar eclipse. Goodness. I don't care about graphics. That's the problem. I don't care about graphics. I care about gameplay. If I can play this game 5 hours straight, you're doing it right. If I can't play this game 5 hours straight, there's a problem. And there have been a lot of games where I just played for 2.357189.4 minutes. And there's some games I played for 5 hours. Not even 5 hours. Some games I played for 47 hours, 16 minutes, a.k.a. F-Zero. Goodness, F-Zero. I played that game until I got all cups. Because it was a good game. It probably was a basic racing and killing, because I killed people on there. But mind you, it has so much stuff. You can customize your own car. I mean, hovercraft. You can customize your own hovercraft. You got the story mode that you can do on three different modes. And then you have it starts off with three. But you keep on progressing, there's new stuff. The game never gets boring. There's new stuff. You got three cups, Ruby Sapphire and Emerald. Then you got the Diamond. Then you got the AX. And mind you, everything just grows and grows and grows. Time trial versus this, that. Then you got character profile. They give you, mind you, there's like 100 characters. No, there's like 75 characters for F-Zero. And they have character bio for everybody. It has character bio for everybody. So, I like games that when you're still playing, you can't just stop playing. There's no reason for you to stop playing, like Perfect Dark. You can customize your own death matches and stuff. You can't stop playing it because you haven't played everything. You haven't played all the combinations because I can tell you that's a big old combination and permutational problem with binomial theorem if you want to get into probability and statistical inference. Goodness, you can't tell me you play everything in a game when there's not everything. In some games, there is everything. Primarily some games, if you just do story mode, bam, you're finished. Or, do story mode a different type of way. Do it this way, that way. That gets on my nerves because that's just doing multiple iterations and changing the variables. Only thing you're doing is changing X. X is supposed to be Y, now X is Z. The only thing you're doing. So that's the only thing you're doing. Does X to Y? X to Z, X to A, X to B, X to Y, Z. That's the only thing you're doing. And that gets on my nerves because I don't have time for that. When I complete one thing, I want something else to be unlocked. And if there's nothing, there's no more to be unlocked, there still should be, I should make a combination that's not in the combination theory I play. Goodness. So I should, like Perfect Dark, they have something, custom levels for death matches. They have challenges. My challenge is one player challenge, two player challenge, three player challenge, four player challenge. For mind you, each challenge changes. Where there's more people, it's the more harder it gets, and I like that. They have challenges, they have combat simulators. Whereas you build it, you pick your own scenario, weapons, stimulus, teams, levels, and everything. Character design, they have character design. That's the first thing you ever see for Nintendo 64, character design. You can design your own character. Yes, and you can play challenges. And then you got solo mode. what you gotta do with 3 is like GoldenEye 007, and then you got counter-operative, whereas one person tries to finish the, the mission, while the other person tries to kill. Let me give you an IE for people who don't understand what I'm trying to say. Goodness, I have to get some IE. So basically, people don't know what IE means. So let me give you an IE. Yes, in the, let me give it to you. Goodness, ES, okay. ES. That's Latin, ES. Let me tell you, pretend wolf. Let's just say, Spider Star You, because it's a podcast. Spider Star You, let's just say, he's trying to do the mission, complete the mission, and since it's counter-operative, we're both playing, but I'm trying to kill Spider Star You. I'm trying to prevent him from finishing the mission. So that's how that game is. Then you got co-operative, whereas it'll be me and Spider Star You working together trying to finish the mission, as in, you go this way, I go that way, I get this done, he get that done, then we just regroup and kill people and just get to the end. So mind you, this time to make, and then you got cheat mode, perfect darkness, that's awesome, when you, it's just basically night vision, you have to use the night vision. So these games are good, and they just totally don't care about that when they make these new games. Only thing they're trying to do, push the game out, get some cash, push the game out, get the cash, push the game out, get the cash. That's the only thing they're doing, and that's all I have to say about this topic.
All right, that was really informative. All right, now it's time for you, Toadette. Toadette?
What?
It's your turn.
Huh?
It's your turn.
Oh. I think that Nintendo should stop directly trying to go for the nostalgia, because then that's just making the same game. I think they might want to try to reference the nostalgia by maybe having, like, one power-up come back, but not having, like, the same enemies or, like, courses and all, because it's getting very tiring. I want them to do new things, but if they're so damn attached to their old audience, they're never going to get any new audience.
Okay, all right. How about you, Timmy?
What I think they need to do is that, like, they just need to, like, stop focusing on, like, one aspect and, like, balance out, like, all the other aspects. Like, Boo said, like, it just looks like they're focusing on graphics. I'm like, no, graphics don't make or break a game. Unless it, like, actually hurts their eyes, that's a problem. But, They really just need to stop changing things if it's not necessary, and, like, change things when it's actually necessary. But, yeah, that's what I think.
Let me get into this. Let me use Toadette's phrase. Let me get started with something. Okay. I sort of agree with everyone, but, like, I sort of agree with certain points, and I don't agree with certain points. Alright, with Boo's point, I do agree. They need to stop focusing on just graphics and focus on gameplay mainly. Gameplay should be the main thing that something is focused on. Now, of course you need to focus on graphics as well, because let's be honest, a game that's like horrible graphics is not going to survive in this day and age. Let's just be honest. It's not going to survive. But you know, you don't want a game that's just like, oh yeah, let's just completely focus on graphics and then just leave out everything else. So you have a great graphics game, but then the controls are bad, the gameplay's bad, and then the game is screwed up. No one's going to care about the graphics in the long run. However, the graphics are seen as a boost when a game is already good with the gameplay. I also sort of agree with Toadette with the point that she made that they shouldn't focus purely on nostalgia and focus more on new stuff. They need to continue evolving Mario. They evolved Mario during the Nintendo 64 phase. They evolved it during the GameCube phase. They sort of evolved in the Wii phase a little bit. But now they're sort of just getting into nostalgia, and it needs to stop.
They seem to be taking, like, kind of like a good turn for the Wii U, because New Super Mario Bros. U, even though it was kind of just kind of like a more nifty Mario World, it was kind of like almost like a breath of fresh air.
It's a lot different than what New Super Mario Bros. Wii was. That was just exactly like the New Super Mario Bros. DS for me.
It was kind of like, you know, and I like to think of New Super Mario Bros. U as kind of like a test Mario game, just to see what he can do on the Wii U.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree that they should focus on new stuff, but then I also think that they should not just leave their old roots behind, but then see, the problem what they're doing is they're focusing also what everything is doing, everyone's doing nowadays is they're focusing on gimmicks. They take old stuff and they say, oh yeah, let's just add gimmicks. So you can't do that. Okay, so all they focus on is just gimmicks. Gimmicks, gimmicks, gimmicks. Everything's just a gimmick. Oh, let's add this gimmick. Like with Paper Mario. They said, oh yeah, let's add a gimmick instead of doing this style. I do agree with Toyota that you should always try new things, but then don't change a style that's sort of worked with you for a long time. Because I think that, like, it should stay the same, and I don't think it should stay the same forever, but then at the same time, you don't want to just revolutionize everything and then just change it completely where it's not even the same game, just having the same title. Alright, you can't do that. So that's what sort of the case I felt was like Mario Party 9 and stuff. Like, they had the same name, but it doesn't feel like exactly like what Mario Party has been all about. The characters like Toadette, Boo, and whatever are gone. The gameplay is like completely different. And it's like, it's not the same thing. It's sort of very different. Different stuff can be good, but they can also be really bad. Nintendo and other game companies need to be smart about what they put out there and make sure that it's something that everyone will like. You can't focus pure... Nintendo's biggest mistake is that they only focus on the, casual gamers. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. The Wii has been completely focused on casual gamers. I sort of feel like they're doing better with the Wii U, because they're... Like what Toadette said, New Super Mario Bros. U seemed like a test game, and they sort of just evolving it more and more, where New Super Mario Bros. U didn't feel like a complete easy game to be like New Super Mario Bros. Wii was. New Super Mario Bros. Wii was so easy, but now they're making things harder, because they see that they made a mistake. Because, I can really seriously go on and on and on, but you guys get the point. I think they need to be smarter about what they put out there, not focus purely on gimmicks, be wise about what they put out there, first off. And just, overall, just, they gotta put something together, because Nintendo really, they didn't fail on the Wii. I'm not gonna say that. People say, oh, they failed us. They didn't fail anyone, okay? The Wii was good, it's just, it was not at its best potential, not Nintendo's best potential. So, they just, you know, just keep evolving, do different things, but then also have some things that are the same, because you can't change everything in the world with gimmicks and stuff. And yeah, then I think Nintendo will truly be great and truly be as it was back then. Because they did new stuff back then. No one had a problem with that stuff back then. When Super Mario 64 came out, that was a complete radical change to Mario completely. 3D world, moving around freely and stuff. That's a complete change. And look how much we love that to this day. So I do agree with Toadette, though, that they should try new things occasionally. Because those new things could be a staple for the series. Because no one was used to the 3D, all this moving around everywhere stuff. No one was used to that stuff back then, but they evolved into it, and it was a good change. So that's all I got to say on that matter. Whew, that was a long discussion. But yeah, that's it for our main topic today. Hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any of your opinions, you can comment on the post on Mario Party Legacy or the video or whatever. But yeah, I want to hear you guys' opinions as well on this matter. We have two more things to do, then we'll go. Now let's get to the juice. Yes. Today we're going to be talking about the snowstorm, a.k.a. the blizzard that just happened yesterday, a.k.a. Friday. Let me get the date. Let me get the freaking date. Friday, February 8th, 2013. The blizzard. Boo, do you want to talk about the blizzard?
The damn Nemo. The damn Nemo.
Nemo. Nemo?
Yeah, that's the name of the storm.
It's called Nemo?
Yep.
Okay.
Nemo used to stay in the ocean.
We're finding Nemo. We found him.
But it should have stayed in the ocean. This snowstorm, I didn't know. Actually, I was going to go to work, but then my boss texted me. He was like, do you feel like going? I was like, no. I was asleep, too. I'm like, who the heck texted me? He was like, you want to go? I'm like, no, I stay home. Because it was raining. But mind you, I had went up to the grocery store. It was raining at that time. So when I came back around 4 o'clock, it started snowing. Mind you, there was like a little bit of snow on the ground, a little bit. So I'm on Facebook like, where the hell is the snow? Goodness. Moment 7 of Squawk Strike. Oh, Jesus. Oh, moment 7 of Squawk Strike. You just saw, you couldn't see anything outside. And mind you, there was an accident. My mom went to the store around like 5:34, 17 p.m. So, she went to the store, there was an accident up there, they blocked the whole street and everything. I like, people can't just drive. This snow don't make you crash, people just can't drive. They want to drive so damn fast and stuff. And no, ain't nobody got time for that. Goodness. So, mind you, when it was snowing and stuff, I'm looking outside, I'm like, you can't see a thing out here. 10 o'clock comes, you couldn't see a thing outside. I'm like, dang. Mind you, I just keep the snow getting higher. And higher, and higher. So I'm like, oh, Jesus, where am I going to stop? And mind you, my friend who lived in Port Washington, it was just downright snow. They had like freaking 19 inches of snow. But mind you, right here in Hempstead, we only had like 14.2 inches of snow. I'm like, ain't this some bull? So mind you, today when I woke up, I got to go I had to go next door to babysit. I get outside, I'm not lying. I opened the door, the snow was right there. The snow was right there. I had to push the door out. My aunt had to put that. They had to shovel the door out. They had to shovel the snow to get the snow away from the door. Our front door, we opened the door, the snow is right on the level, as in the door is pushing the snow back. So, mind you, in the back, I'm like, dang, there's a lot of snow. How you doing? So, mind you, I get outside. I sat down. The snow went to my knees. Oh, like the knees between the breeze I need. Oh, Jesus. I like the breeze between my knees, which one don't need right about now. The snow was up to my knees. I'm walking in the snow. I thought it was nothing. Oh, I was fooled. That snow was ridiculous. My goodness, there's snow. I was
snow
walking.
Like filled out on my balcony. Like literally, there's like snow everywhere. Like it's like filled up. You need to wear like big shoes to not like get trapped in there.
I had my combat boots on, so I'm a trooper.
Yeah. I watched outside. I found a cat trying to walk by the snow, and it was just kind of like hopping around the snow. It's just like. It's funny.
Yeah, but this blizzard has been really ridiculous. I don't know why New York keeps getting all this nonsense. What's with all this weather changes? What is Mother Nature doing?
Yeah,
and funny? The other day, before that happened, and before I found out the snow was coming, my mom said, "Wow, we haven't gotten any snow this year."
And she caused a storm.
Yeah, and mind you, on Thursday, we might get another 9 to 12 inches of snow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
And also, like, as I said earlier, and what we've been doing yesterday, that snow, oh, my. There was 6 to 8 inches of snow or something. I don't really know. I was waiting on my bus stop for, like, a damn 40 minutes. And then I had to take a city bus to school. I finally get to school. These two, at school, they called me out on being late. I'm like, I was ready to kill them because I was cold, I was tired, I was cranky, and I freaking cussed them out.
But yes, it was, and mind you, like to the east of Long Island, they got like 3 feet of snow. Goodness, they got like 3. I'm sorry. They got like 3 feet of snow. Then like high up towards Roslyn, Glen Cove, Port Washington, Manor Haven, they got like freaking 19 inches and all this other stuff. I'm like, dang, that is just rude. Oh, sorry. I'm like, how the heck all that freaking snow? And mind you, up here, we got like freaking 13, 14 inches, actually. And some places in Boston got like 38 inches. And then, mind you, they talking about another snowstorm. I'm like, excuse me, when was this? When would this snowstorm transpire? Do I need to go up there and slap Mother Nature? Because apparently she ain't getting something done like others be getting done. Goodness. But yes, this snow, don't walk up in that snow. You fall.
But yeah, this blizzard has been a real freaking nightmare. Well, actually not a nightmare, but it's just been a lot of nonsense. And I feel bad for everyone who has to go shovel. If you have to go shovel, I feel really sorry.
I know. I live in an apartment, so that's my landlord's job.
Aw, lucky.
Same for me. Same for me. Ah.
Y'all are lucky.
He doesn't really shovel it. He takes like a huge ass bag of salt and pours it all over the steps so nobody slips.
The snow out there was like almost as tall as me. And I'm like 5'8".
Too much snow. But yeah, that's...
I forgot. I got my... never mind. That's a conversation for later.
Wink, wink. Alright, that's it for the juice. I hope you guys enjoy what we have to say about that. Because the snowstorm has been real nonsense. But yes. Let's move on to our poem questions. Before we go, anyway. We have 5 great questions that are really potent and that I want you guys to answer. All right. Okay. First question. You want to dip yourself in hot chocolate? Dark Boo.
I can't when you already chocolate.
Okay. Let me rephrase this question for Boo. Do you want to pull yourself over the vanilla ice cream?
No, thank you.
Like
no,
chocolate
no, no.
Syrup?
No.
All right. Tori, how about you?
I like vanilla more than chocolate, so instead of covering myself in chocolate syrup, I'd throw myself into a pool of vanilla ice cream.
Ooh.
And eat it all!
Wink, wink. Alright, how about you, Timmy?
No thanks, I can't swim.
Do I want to dip myself in hot chocolate? No, thank you. I'm not a certain person who we know.
Uh-huh.
Alright. Whoops. Alright, next question. How often do you get sick? Dark Boo.
I literally don't get sick, but that freaking flu is something. It is trifling to the core. I don't get sick like once every... It's not a trifling, so I can't say I can get sick once and then sick, and I can get sick Monday, and then like 5 weeks later get sick again, and then like 5 months later get sick.
Alright, how about you, Tourette?
What was the question?
How often do you get sick?
Probably like three or four times a year. I mean, are you talking about like sick, or just like a little tiny cold?
Yeah, like a tiny cold, or like...
Yeah, so about 3-4, sometimes 5 if I'm unlucky, times a year.
Ah, okay. How about you?
Like every 2 months or so.
Yeah. How about you, Timmy?
Me, I get sick like once every few months, but like when I do, like it always happens at the worst times, like when I don't already have school. It's like, come on, can't I just get sick out of school then I take the day off? It's like, come on now.
As for me, I usually almost never get sick. I usually get sick like 2 or 3 times a year. And most of it is during the winter flu season, ironically. But like usually, other than that, if I was to get sick, it'd usually be like what Tourette says, like just a small cold or whatever, and it'd go away in less than 2 days. So if we counted that, I'd probably be like 4 or 5 times a year. But if we don't count that, it's like 2-3 times a year that where I really get like sick. And I'm sick now currently, so this is like the first time I got sick this year. But yeah, let's move on. Next question. Do you enjoy listening to others talk, Dark Boo?
No.
rude.
For some, I just can't do it. I'm like, oh my god. I don't be like, met that person in my freaking psychology class. Oh, shut up. Did I tell y'all about that? Let me quickly tell y'all about that. This girl was talking. I know her voice is obnoxious. Sound like it's. I'm not. No offense, VIP, but she sound like you. But her voice is not. Her voice is like obnoxious. But you don't talk about shut up. This more is like, how about you shut up? Lisa got so ghetto. She got the hand. She shut the girl down. Point to the boy. She's like, how about you shut the hell up? And point right back to the girl. Open her hand like talk. I like, go ahead, Lisa. How you doing? But yes. I don't like listening to some people's voices, but I'm not rude just to say it. Because obviously you do have something important that I don't know.
Oh, yes. How about you, Tourette?
Normally, yes, but if they start talking for, like, more than like, 5 minutes, I get bored. unless if it's, like, a school lesson or, like, something I have to listen to, then I would just get, I'd be like, all right, just finish it up.
Oh, okay, how about you, Timmy?
It depends what you're talking about and how long you're talking about. Like, if you're talking about history, I'm like, oh, screw that, I'm not listening, no offense. But, like, if it's something, like, video game related or whatever, then yeah, I'll listen. But, like, if they keep going on for, like, 20, like, 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my god, will you finish up already? But, yeah.
As for me, it depends what people are talking about. Usually, I'm not rude, I won't be like, oh god, hurry up, or oh god, shut up, but it depends on the person. Like, if it's a family member, sometimes I'll be like, okay, hurry up. But if it's, like, a friend or something, I'm like, I try not to sound rude, because I know, like, sometimes people have things to say, and sometimes they just can't get to the point right away, so. Sometimes it's, like, a problem for them or whatever, but, yeah. It just depends on the person, really. But, I usually am okay with people talking and stuff, because I like having conversations. It can be either fun or boring, depending on what the person's talking about. The person's talking about something I don't even give a flying crap about. I will be like, okay, hurry up. Next question. When you're outside, do you walk or do you run? Dark Boo. Dark Boo.
Yes?
When you're outside, do you walk or do you run?
Yeah, no, I guess I sat out too there and made me run. Please. Oh, please. Couldn't it? I walk. Like, last time, I ain't running for no damn N35 like I did before.
Okay, how about you, Toilette?
Normally, I walk, but if it's, like, a really windy day, I run, because I like feeling the wind blow against my face. I'm like, whee!
All right. Okay, how about you, Timmy?
I walk because I don't want to waste my energy running for nothing. That's why.
I feel the same way. Like I said, I feel the same way. It depends, though. Like, if I have to get somewhere really quickly, I rush. I run. I'm like, I can run really fast. I really can, but, you know, I waste my energy a lot quicker, and then when I have to walk back, I'm like, why did I run? And I don't like feeling that way. But unless I have Gatorade with me or water or something, I don't run unless I really have to I need to get somewhere quick. All right, this is the last question. What's your favorite kind of soup? There's plenty of types of soups. There's chicken soup. There's chicken and star soup. Well, actually, that's like Campbell's. But, you know, there's a bunch of soups out there, like vegetable soup and whatever. So what's your favorite? Dark Boo.
Chicken noodle soup, of course.
Oh, yes. Chicken noodle.
Yeah. With a soda on the side.
Ooh, yes. Soda.
Primarily me is a true tea on the side.
All right, how about you, Toilette?
I don't like soup.
What?
Excuse me?
You don't like any type of
soup? I don't like soup. I don't like tea. I don't like tomatoes. And I don't like grilled cheese.
Do you like any type of stew, at least?
I like beef stew.
All right.
I like really liquidy soups.
She likes mushrooms.
Cream of mushroom.
I like the thick creamy soups.
She likes cream of mushroom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, cream of mushroom's good.
Ah, we know what you mean by that, girl.
Mm-hmm. Toad's making me some right now.
Okay, how about you, Timmy?
I like chicken soup, but my favorite soup is wonton soup. Wonton soup is like heaven for me.
What is wonton soup? I don't know what that is.
It's soup with shrimp in it.
That's not wonton soup.
No, it's like these shrimp wrapped in like this noodly sort of thing, and yeah, it's heaven though.
I don't really like shrimp unless it's Popeye's shrimp. Popeye's makes the best shrimp ever. But
yes.
We're talking about soup here. I like chicken noodle soup. I like anything by Campbell's. All their soups are good, but I like chicken soup, chicken noodle soup. Those are really good. I especially like the soup my mom makes. She makes a very fantastic chicken soup of her own recipe. It is heaven. Ooh, the noodles, the chicken, the carrots, the vegetables, they are so delicious all together. Mm-mm-mm. Yum. But yes, that's the type of soup I like. Thank you guys for watching the podcast today. I hope you enjoyed everything we have to say. Hopefully I get better soon. But before we go, let's get our final words out. Dark Boo, any final words?
I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast, babe. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah. And I had to go to the store because I'm not drinking water. I'm thirsty as hell. How you doing? Fine and you. And I got a pee. Oh, Jesus, I got a pee.
I've never seen such a voice go up, down, and left, and right.
Oh, exactly. I'd be like, how you doing? And then I'm like,
Tony, final words.
You all suck and I hate you.
Jeez.
All right, how about you, Timmy?
Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Yes.
All right. Let's get our ending information out. If you want to guest star on the podcast, or if you have any questions, contact our Gmail at thelostlevelsmpl@gmail.com. You could also just contact us on YouTube. Find our updates and more stuff, more juicy stuff, correct that, at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. So that's our YouTube username, thelostlevelsmpl. You can check out My Pride Legacy and our forum at mypridelegacy.com and mypridelegacy.com/forum. Check out our original My Party content with our games MPI, MPFS at mpimpfs.mypridelegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our Facebook page, MPL Network. Now, let me plug in some other stuff. On YouTube, I am SpiderStarYou. I make juicy, juicy, juicy videos. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at SpiderStarYou. You can find out all the stuff that happens in my life and stuff and et cetera, et cetera. So, if there's anything you guys want to plug it in now.
Subscribe to me on YouTube. How you doing? Subscribe to me on YouTube. 516-974-3494. I got to change that somehow. I think I changed it to Dark Boo. You can search Dark Boo in that number. But primarily, you better off searching that number. I'm going to put up some special videos because I'm about to go to the store. Like, I'm about to give myself a drink. I'm thirsty, harsh, arid, dry, and dirty. So, I was thinking about putting up the rants, but I'll do that on Black Friday. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Toilet, did you want to plug in something?
You can like my Facebook page. It's called Toadette, and the link is www.facebook.com/homicidalfungus.
Okay. Well, that's it for our podcast today. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Later.
Bye.